proflowradio.com.
Go!
Shockwave sounds good.
Proflowradio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in audio.
You know?
Hit it with fofo flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
And, of course, I'm not here to judge any of your answers and I have to ask you if it's okay to record, and you have to consent to that.
Okay, I consent.
Okay. Thank you for taking the time out to join me today to talk about these issues with music production. I just want to learn more about music production, how it operates from a CEO perspective. I know you've been doing it for a long time, and you have a established label, so your experience and all your production is very vital to this interview. Can you tell the audience your, the name that you go by and, just a little bit about your, record label, M3 Records?
Okay. Well, I go by New Jam, New Jam CEO, the, New Jam, put together because when we first started off, we were looking at being a hip-hop label, so hip-hop, you know, they have the AKAs, also known as, so I needed an also known as, so I came up with New Jam. I won't exactly say how I came up with it, but it kind of fit our record label because our idea was to create music that was new, do things different. Do things that were old, but at the same time, new. It's all about how you present it. So those are the ideas we wanted to wrap our music around. And that's how Millennium Music Records came to be. And all the rest that goes with it. Our mission, you know, is really to bring better music. Music that can be enjoyed by more than just one particular sector of the society. We want Millennium Music Records wants to reach everybody. I know it sounds idealistic, but for the label to reach the goals that, you know, we set out for, which are to spread around the world, you have to look at what kind of music we create to be able to reach people around the world. If you only create one type of music, one style, well, that might only be good for a small sector of the world. We want the whole pie. So that's the attitude of Millennium Music Mission. Keep it clean, and we'll do our thing.
So this sounds pretty deep. Sounds very well put together. Now, how long have you been? How long has Millennium Music Mission been in effect?
Well, my partner and I, Mad Max, also known as Max Heat, we started developing our ideas really about 1999. Artist, he was going to Kent State University at the time, and the idea was presented to me about that time that he wanted to test his theory of being able to make it in the business, and he challenged me and a little pushing from other people put me in the notion to try it. So really we kind of jumped off in 1999, probably late 1999. We started trying to develop something, sat down and started putting together ideas that those same ideas we work from today. So we haven't started with a particular agenda and then changed it on the way. We have developed and evolved, but our agenda has remained the same, and that's to bring something better to the public, to challenge the major labels to do something better, to the same old is, you know, wasting away a lot of talent. I know the talent, or I should say the, you know, music industry is built around, you know, what the people are willing to accept. And, but if they present nothing else, put nothing else on the table in front of the person there to partake, then they're only going to take what's there. And if there's no variety, then they'll continue to eat oatmeal. And so we want to put something better on the table to eat. Oatmeal's good, but you need variety. And that's what we bring. And that's what we bring not only with our record label, but our radio show. Our radio show was Pro Flow Radio, which was, you know, brought together mainly. It started off from a desire to get our music out there, and because we couldn't depend on somebody looking at our, taking our song and putting it on their show, we figured we were going to have to start our own show. So that's how Pro Flow Radio was born, and it has, you know, grown, and the idea around it is the same as with all that we do. Keep it clean. Allow everybody to be able to hear it. Your grandmother can hear the music and she won't have to turn it off. And I don't think just because that people are old that they shouldn't be able to enjoy what's being created by most any artist. But if you keep your head in the sand, or you continually flow with, you know, what's popular, you'll never experience other things, and that's what we bring, other things.
Can you explain to the audience what your actual what your actual role is as a CEO, in your opinion?
Well, my actual role with our company, I am, I guess you could say, the thought man. I come up, I have ideas. I'm not a spring chicken. I've been around a little while. I've seen some things. I've heard a lot more. I have experience, and I have ideas of bringing across those ideas. Some of them I cannot bring across on my own. That's why we have a team to, you know, help bring out the ideas through our audio and video productions. But I am a idea man. I come with ideas for songs, and many other things. All our songs are not the same. Some are generated or inspired by things that are happening in the world. So I keep my eyes open, my ears open for what's going on, what can we develop a song around that's going to impact and bring attention to a different plight in the world.
Well,
so I'm kind of a idea man.
It sounds like a
pusher and a motivator. Yes, that's what I'm about. I'm I coach. That's the idea. My artist, I try to coach the individual to not necessarily to stardom, but to a place where he can impact what's going on around him. And that means keeping your eyes and ears open and be ready when opportunity presents itself. You can't expect to have an opportunity, and now I'm going to get my game together. No, your game has to be together before the opportunity is there. Because if your game isn't together, you probably won't recognize an opportunity when it comes along. Because you have not worked in the game, worked at it, and stayed focused. And that really is sometimes the downfall of many a artist or even a business. They're not aware of what's going on, the changes. Some artists keep doing the same music, but the world has changed. They're no longer in that game, and they're still doing old stuff. Well, every year, every 5 years, you have new ears. New ears are looking for new things. And if you can't evolve with that, then you will get lost. And that's what happens with many an artist. They have no resources, no repertoire. They have one thing, and one thing gets old real quick.
Considering that you were speaking about work ethic, or dedication to the goals that it takes to, make it in the business, what kind of people usually do you see that try to come through to join your staff, if any at all?
Well, I think a key to developing anything good, big, strong, you have to have dedication. That does not mean that you have to be fanatical about it, but you have to be focused on it. You have to put time into it. If it's the game that you want to carry, that you want to carry you through your life, you had better be putting a lot into it. Fun and games are, fine. Go party, relax, and all of that. But if you're an entrepreneur, the job is never over. If you're an entrepreneur, you're the only reason that the business runs. If you don't run, the business don't run. So you have to be, totally focused. When your buddies say, hey, let's go have some fun. Let's take the nine out, do our thing. Well, that'll be one. When you do that thing, remember that that's one step you took backwards. When you should have been on your game, you're playing games. And that's why many are so far behind the game. I keep saying the game because it's all kind of like a game. If you don't know how it works, you don't know the rules, you'll get lost in the game. So you need someone that is focused, dedicated, willing to work hard, even though they don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Believe in yourself that you will produce that light. But you won't produce that light. Energy is what produces light. And if there's no energy, you will not bring to the table what you're after. You'll always be eating beans, never steak.
You got some crazy metaphors. We've definitely discussed the ideal employee to a certain extent, someone very aware of what it takes to make it happen. The opposite isn't the same, of course. What are some things that are like actively bad for business, examples that you can give?
Well, I guess one thing that's bad for business is reputation. If you have individuals that have a bad reputation, well, that bad reputation is what everybody sees, everybody thinks about. They think, well, I don't like that just because they have so-and-so working for them. Businesses go broke and go under because the people are not happy with how you do business. Let's see. Why don't you give me that question again?
Yeah, it's fine. We're speaking about qualities and characteristics, things that, like, think about, you know, when people come to the studio to record, the things that they do that may have them unprepared. You know, what's the way?
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's a major thing. When we first jumped off, as we've already said many years ago, we went into recording and we got our recording done and came out of there and realized that how much more we could have did if we had have been better prepared, and how much money we would have saved if we are better prepared. If you're better prepared, you can be in the studio and out of the studio in a short amount of time, less dollars spent. So preparation is what it's about in anything. Considering I use game as the theme of my conversation, you pick any game that's played, football, basketball, if there is a lack of preparation, you can perform at top level. Not the level of, your expectation. Your expectation is, always an A game. Well, if you're not prepared, you can't have an A game. You know, so you're going to only have a B game, and a B game is not going to work, no matter where you go. If you have A game players and you match them up against B game players, the A game is going to dominate. So preparation is the major factor in whether anything flies. You can start business, they start business all the time, but part of preparation is, can I last? And if you haven't prepared, learned about what game you're playing, learn the rules, you can't come in with the right stuff. And if you don't come in with the right stuff, you're going to be lost. You'll be forgotten. Preparation is the name of the game. You can't expect all of a sudden for you to be Superman when you ain't never been a Superman. You have to work at it to be creditable in this game.
Okay. Well, you've been doing this since 1999, you mentioned, and I know it's been a lot of ups and downs because the music industry is very tough, but what's been the hardest aspect of running a label?
Well, I guess the hardest aspect of running a label is just getting noticed, doing the thing, coming up with the things that'll help get you noticed by not necessarily by industry labels, but by the people. Fortunately, when we started off, we were, the internet was, it wasn't necessarily a baby, but it had not reached the levels that it is at now. But it afforded all kinds of artists opportunities to get their music spread. Okay, you put your music on, and just about anybody could possibly hear it that has access to the internet. Okay, with the invent of the internet, it gave you more opportunity, more ways to be, to reach the world. But still at that, where you have more ways, you still have to figure out how to reach and reach the ones that, is going to reach somebody that is going to run with your ball. Okay. The ball that you toss up out there, you want someone to catch it and help make you grow. And finding, you know, getting in the right neighborhood, you know, finding the right network, you know. But that's the thing, the nice part. You have this opportunity. Facebook, you know, every 50 have 100 friends. They got 100 friends, and they have 100 friends, and they have 100 friends. So you can be around the world in no time, you know. But still, it's a learning experience in how to be better known. And you have to get known before you're really going to get heard. So really the challenge is, you know, is how to advertise. Just getting a flyer, putting a flyer out and sticking it in a store or on a post board, something like that. That's, you know, that's hustle. But you're going to need a lot more hustle than that.
I wanted to talk about failure and...
Failure?
Yes.
Okay.
And I want to talk about the way people... concepts that people have in media, like stereotypes.
Stereotypes, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you a question here.
Okay.
Do you have any opinions about how popular stereotypes are portrayed in the media?
Pro-flow is the code.
Well, if you look at hip-hop, for instance, are the idols of hip-hop, you know, the Lil Wayne's and you know, even the Jay-Z's, and I really don't know all the names, because the only name that's really important to me is Max Heat. You know,
yes, sir.
But, so I focus on my game, and I don't worry about their game. But the stereotypical hip hop, you know, the bouncing around on the stage, acting wild, you know, pants hanging down, and then there's the type of music that the idols give the people, you know. Single focused, I guess I shouldn't say single, but the content is usually about what I've done, how much I got, all the women that want me, you know, and what I'm gonna do to you when I get you. That's the expectation of that people have with regards to hip hop and rap. At one time, hip hop and rap, you know, when you think of hip hop, hip, you know, hip doesn't necessarily mean do I know the dirty language. You know, that's some people's hip-hop. Hip-hop used to be, you know, hip, sophisticated. We speak a different language, a cool language that's saying something. Well, that's not really the hip in hip-hop today. You know, when rap, you know, was very popular, you know, you had your Tupacs, you know, that was giving you a little more education about the world and what it's really about, you know, not you know, turning up 40s all the time, you know. That's all the fun and games, but now sometimes you got to get real and deal with the real, and that's not what popular music is giving, you know. So the media flows with what the people are accepting. If the people like it, the media is going to build it up. And unfortunately, the media, you know, helps promote and perpetuate that which is there. that which is there is not good or positive for, you know, the growing young society. But nonetheless, it's about the dollar. So the dollar drives media. The dollar drives the industry. The dollar drives the people. So it's all dollar driven, and most people, they're going to do what it takes to make that dollar. So the media does what it takes. They take, you know, what's sensational, you know, and, you know, they play to it. And today it seems the nastier, the vulgar, the profane, the better. But that's not the way we do it with Millennium Music Mission.
So with all this, all the distractions going on, you know, when it comes to actually creating music, you got all this music that's influenced by money. If you could, like, I know you can't change that, but if you could make a change into music, specifically, what would the change be?
Okay, okay, now explain that question again to me.
What would you change in music, the way it's produced today?
What would I change in the music that we're hearing today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that the question? Or you want to give it to me and then I can flow into it?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
What would you change in music today in the way it's produced and broadcasted?
Okay. Well, you know, I grew up on not the type of music that's being produced today. I'm an old school guy. I like old school. I like most. I like all kinds of music. I'm not stuck on one genre. I like music from all different genres. And so if I were changing some things about the music production today, I'd want to see more of the old, and not necessarily cut up and chopped up like, you know, like they do today. When they say a song, you know, is based on a song of old, but you don't even recognize it. All you recognize is the title, you know. But I'd like some, you know, old, some different stuff, you know. All we have is loop music. I'd like extended, you know, ideas in a song. I like changes. I don't like to be in a rut with the music. So, you know, I don't want my three verses all to sound the very same. You know, I want, you know, kind of like when we were building our ideas for music, I wanted to, you know, make the music, my hip hop music, to seem more like an orchestra, like jazz, changes, ups and downs, same plateau, that's dull. And that's what we have today, and I want to get out of what they Dullsville. You know, I guess you could say bring back Hipsville, because it's not hip anymore.
That's the truth. I wanted to know, let's see, what would you tell an artist to do? Well, this is many things that you've already mentioned already, so you don't have to feel, you know, too obligated to elaborate on the subject, but what would you tell artists to help them establish their career and boost their audio identity?
Well, for a start, I would, you know, I'd tell an artist that be true to yourself. You know, you hear that all the time, but, you know, if you do something your way, you know, like Frank Sinatra's My Way, you know, if you do it your way, when it's all said and done, you only have yourself to blame for whatever, good or bad. But you also have the opportunity to say that I did that. That was my creation. You can look back and say, I did that. not somebody else develop all this. And I was, you know, the guy at the end of the string, you know, dancing like a puppet. No. Stick to your guns. Work hard at it. It's not always all about stardom. Okay. A lot of times, artists just want to prove to themselves that they can do it, that they did it. And I would tell the individual, be true to the style of music that you want. I'd also say, you know, remember that the world is changing and it's not accepting everything that's being thrown out there at it. You have to be cautious about the music that you want to put out there. You can kill yourself just by a lack of professionalism. If you put you wanted somebody to take you serious, and you have this this CD that sounds awful, then nobody's going to respect you. So you have to, you really have to come up with a, you know, I said awful loud, but, you know, you have to come up with a product that someone will say it's worth investing in, you know. Not like the old days where, you know, they were willing to take more chances. Now, if you aren't seasoned already when they find you, they don't have time to develop. You have to be developed already. So when you hope for it all to come together, it's not going to come together if you aren't all together already. So you got to work hard and get your game together and stick to it and be at it constantly, not every now and then. You know, if you're a writer, be writing every day. If you really want to be a writer, that's what real writers do. They're writing every day. They're always thinking. They have a pad in their pocket. Oh, nowadays we have cell phones. Cell phones that record your voice. So ideas and thoughts you can get down right now. And that would be a thing to remember. You have that cell phone. If you come up with a verse, a hook, you better get that hook on recorded or, you know, written down somewhere, because there's always a chance you'll never get that thought again.
Right.
So you better hold on to it while you got it. You know, I know at times I've come up with something and I said, oh, that's great. And and I don't do something immediately. I forget what it was. I have a general idea of what it might have been, but I can never recreate what I had at the time. So you can never say, oh, later. If you're a good businessman, it's never later. It's always right now.
Well, I think that's a good way to end it, that's for sure. That's great. Appreciate all the kind words. Just want to thank you again.
I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to say a few things.
Yeah, no doubt. I wanted you. You can make your final statement, of course. You know, definitely that. Because the last question actually is, what sets your label apart from all the majors and all the independents in the industry?
Well, I guess what sets us apart is we aren't totally in it for the dollar. We have, you know, we didn't start our music arrangement just to get rich. Actually, it was, you know, really started, well, it was started to, you know, give the artist a path. But at the same time, the path was one that in which we wanted to provide information. We wanted to get a following that's thinking different from what the rest of the genre is thinking, okay? And so what sets us apart is we're not just in it for the dollar. We're not just in it for the exposure. We're more in for to it for what we can bring and do for the people. You know, and that's what the label is about. The name of the label has a meaning. It's not just something that we just grabbed out of the sky. You know, we broke off, jumped off in almost the new millennium. You know, 99 was when we first started developing ideas. So you could say we kicked off at the top of the millennium. So there's where millennium comes from. And it's all about music. And we are on a mission. And our mission, as I've already said, is to clean up the game, give the people an alternative sound. And that's what sets us apart. Alternative. And that's what we will remain to be. We'll do our hip hop and put our style of Maxicolor on it. And we'll be happy with our production because it's not about the dollar. Did we put together something that can reach the people? That's what it's about.
Sound like a preacher. Well,
well, it, I guess in a way the label is a preacher. You know, we just try to, you know, bring a different style of communicating to the people. You know, so I guess in a sense, you know, I guess in a sense all artists are, you know, preachers of sort, trying to convey an idea that they want you, the people, to latch on to. That's what the songwriter is about. You know, the producer, you know, the music producer, you know, he's about putting together some notes that are going to move you, that you're going to sing in your heart, you know, from now until forever. You know, that's what artists are trying to do. They're trying to give you something that you will hold on to the rest of your life. Oh, I remember that tune. That's my tune.
ProFlowRadio.com.
These are the rules. Number one, tune in, listen up, and stay tuned. Number two, enjoy the show. Number three, tell a friend about the inferno you are now about to witness. We have the hottest talented artists from around the globe. The ProFlow Radio roster. This lineup of audio artistry is certified and official.
www.maxheat.com. If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the ProFlow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's ProFlow Radio.
Mad Max.
I make her pose like it's bold. Her poison, a Swiss IV. Deep ivory, you killing them. Crime spree. Skin like Egyptian satin. She grew up in Manhattan, she moved to Akron. Her beauty pumps a passion inside me. I'm hypey, she tryna wife me, I treat her kindly. Till we in the room, then it's likely. I put it down, leave town, she laying down, sleeping sound, if but likely. She wake up and Skype me. I give her some time, but not too much, cause she likes me. But the attention does excite me. Random texts coming in daily and nightly. Fly guy, stay in the sky, yo, in a flight leave. She love throwing money, that's my QB. You can't touch her, I'm trying to tell you nicely. Try to touch her, she might cut up, slice or squeeze. My chick good, your chick ain't no good. My chick ride or die, your chick just ride wood. I'm good. I need a starter on my team, cause this bench riding bid is getting nothing for free. I need a starter on my team, cause this bench riding bid is getting nothing for free. When you see him, say I'm in the VIP. Pop a top with a bop.
Yep.
Maybe, likely, she want a real G just like me. Might catch a broad talking cause you lame and weak.
Gotta be the soon,
like an African girl rocking the natural. We getting A-Rap money all across the world. I'm a prince, them girls see diamonds and pearls.
I'm like,
so sexy,
so sexy.
Show the world she's juicy, I need a jet ski.
Oh my word,
she like a strawberry sweat team.
Tastes real good.
And don't trip and don't slip, cause my chick could. Intelligence, the eloquence, the chemistry hot. So many elements, no telling what our genius can got. So what it do? Is you gon' cuff it or not? If she ain't your wife, why you blocking? Just stop, first rule, be cool. Why you cuffing a thot? Never play the daddy, bro. You ain't pops, and when you get it, when you in it, better leave her in shock. And don't ever forget, don't tell her business to the block.
Where is the contract? Ooh, I like that.
Pandere pa.
Cada vez una nueva necesidad.
Pandere pa.
Cada pulga la resulta. Que mi idea tenía de echarte, echarte, echarte.
Pandere pa. Pandere pa. Pandere pa.